Estağfurullah. Our Father, my heart is open to your word. I am receptive to your word. As I listen for your word, I see and I receive the revelation that is on your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We started off from John chapter 14 last week, right? And we're looking at the topic, the Holy Spirit, a reality. Hallelujah. So, I'm going to take it again from there. Hallelujah. From verse 1. We're going to have a long reading today. Hallelujah. From verse 1. It said, let not your heart be troubled. Are we together? Let not your heart be troubled. It said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Hallelujah. It says, in my Father's house are many mansions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you, I go prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. Hallelujah. That where I am, there you will be also. And where I go, you know. And the way, you know. Hallelujah. 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 So, let's start off from there. He said, in my Father's house. And we discussed that the Father's house, the word for house is the word Okeha. O-I-K-I-A. Hallelujah. 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 It means a dwelling place, a family, or a household. If you go through the scripture, this is what, using this word, describe. Hallelujah. Is a noun. Hallelujah. It's gotten from the word okeos, which signifies a dwelling place. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Jesus said, in my Father's house, in my Father's family, in my Father's house, said there are many mansions. Hallelujah. Mansions is the word, is from the verb meno, and the noun for that word is monen. It also means to dwell somewhere. A home. You understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's look at the light one with Jesus spoke about it. Hallelujah. Now look at verses 10 of that same chapter. Look at verses 10. He said, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Hallelujah. The word that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Jesus himself told us his Father, that the Father dwells in him. Hallelujah. From the writings of John. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we also see that the Bible says in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Hallelujah. 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 So, you see, it says, same was in the beginning with God. All things are made by Him. Without Him is anything made that is made. In Him is life, and this life is the light of men. I just quoted from John chapter 1. Hallelujah. Verse 14, and said this, and the Word became flesh and did what? Dwelt amongst us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Jesus spoke about himself that the Father dwells in him. And if you read through the book of John, you discover that Jesus speaking tells us the Father dwells in him. The Father dwells in him. The works that I do, the Father that is in me doeth the works. Hallelujah. So, while he was on earth, he tells us that he houses his Father. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at something else. He's talking about the reality of the believer. Jesus himself in verse 23 of that same chapter. Look at what he said. He said, Jesus answered and said to them, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. Did you see? He said, my Father will love him, and we would come and make our home, our money, with him. Did you see that? Now, the reality of the believer is what? Jesus lives in us. God lives in us. Hallelujah. 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 Let's see how in John's epistle, 1 John, let's go to 1 John. 1 John says the same thing. 1 John chapter 4. Let's look from verse 13. Concerning we, the believers. Chapter 4, verse 13. Okay, let's start from chapter 3. Chapter 3. Let's go from chapter 3 first. 1 John chapter 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From verse 23 to 24. It says, and this is the commandment, that we should believe on him, on the name of the Son, of his Son, rather, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. Verse 24. Now, who keeps his commandment abides in him, and he in him. Did you see that? Read it on. He said, and by this we know that he abides in us. The word he used there is the word, Meno, hallelujah. Now he says, and by this we know he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chapter 4. Let's just look into chapter 4 of that same 1 John. I want to read from verse 15. Okay. I will start from verse 12, rather. Say, no one has seen God at any time, but if we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. Look at verse 13. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us. Did you see our reality? Hallelujah. And he in us. Because he has given us his Spirit. We're still going to come to this. God has given us his Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son as Savior of the world. Verse 15. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him. Did you see that? God abides in him and he in God. Verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Did you see that? Consistency. Did you see that? Consistency. Okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul also testified to this truth. Let's open the Bible to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Okay. From verse 19. Oh, okay. Let me read from verse 16. Oh, verse 15, so that you understand. Okay. Verse 15 says, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I now take of the member of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Hallelujah. Do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. Did you see that? Now, verse 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 19. He said, or do you not know that your bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Did you see that? Whom you have from God, and you are not your own. Hallelujah. 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 He said, your body is the temple of the living God. The temple of the living God, the dwelling place of the living God, the temple, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at Romans chapter 8.
Now, verse 9, it says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. This is our reality. The spirit of God does what dwells in us.
Hallelujah.
Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he's not his. Did you see that? Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the Spirit of God dwells in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I just want to show you Paul's witness to this truth. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. Galatians 2:20. I'm going to read. Are you there? Oh, glory to God. From verse 19. It says, for I, through the Lord, die to the Lord, that I might live to God. Verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. You know, when Paul was writing, when we're having the series on the kinds of righteousness, I said something about the book of Galatians. I said, the church at Galatia were actually Paul's converts, right? I said that, right? Now, they were, if you read through, you discover that some people began to teach another doctrine. And they began to teach them to walk according to the flesh, walk according to the law. Now, Paul came in defense. Do you understand me? So, Paul came in defense to the gospel in the book of Galatians. Now, you see, most of our truths, most of the truths or most of our reality, you find them written also in Paul's defense to the church at Galatia. Because at that point, he was defending the gospel. Because if you read, that should be chapter 3. Chapter 4. He was talking about those who have actually come to trouble them. Chapter 5, verse 10, and chapter 1. Chapter 1, verses 7. It spoke about those who come to trouble them with another doctrine. The word there is the word torosu. Now, to trouble them with another doctrine. Do you understand? Now, Paul came immediately with a defense. Hallelujah. Now, we find Paul saying something to them. Because, and one of the major defense he has concerning the gospel is as regards the law. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now look at what he said. He says, I have been crucified with Christ, verse 20. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say Christ lives in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He tabernacles in us. Glory to God. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Look at chapter 4. Look at chapter 4 from verse 5. Look, I want to read from verse 4. He said, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Verse 6. And because you are sons, God has sent forth his Spirit. Sent forth the Spirit of his Son in your hearts. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He lives in me, crying out, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Peter also did. Okay, let's look at Hebrews chapter 3. You want to talk? Go to Hebrews chapter 3, but let's go there. Hebrews chapter 3. The writer of Hebrews also said something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look up from verse 12. He says, Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. In departing from the living God, the word used for departing doesn't mean the person has has left salvation. Hallelujah. Now, the word departing is the word aphistemi. Hallelujah. The word depart is the word aphistemi. It means to take a position that is away from. Are you listening to me? You are to take a position that is away from something. Hallelujah. Now, he says departing from the living God. Now, the word he uses is the word to take a stand, to take a position. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, you can read that. The word was used and the word... Let's have to know. Our Father, my heart is open to your word. I am receptive to your word. As I listen for your word, I see and I receive the revelation that is on your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We started off from John chapter 14 last week, right? And we're looking at the topic, the Holy Spirit, a reality. Hallelujah. So, I'm going to take it again from there. Hallelujah. From verse 1. We're going to have a long reading today. Hallelujah. From verse 1. It said, let not your heart be troubled. Are we together? Let not your heart be troubled. It said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Hallelujah. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you, I go prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. Hallelujah. That where I am, there you will be also. And where I go, you know. And the way you know. Hallelujah. 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 So, let's start off from there. He said, in my Father's house. And we discussed that the Father's house, the word for house is the word Okeha. O-I-K-I-A. Hallelujah. 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 It means a dwelling place, a family, or a household. If you go through the scripture, this is what using this word describe. Hallelujah. Is a noun. Hallelujah. It's gotten from the word okeos, which signifies a dwelling place. Hallelujah. 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 Now Jesus said, in my Father's house, in my Father's family, in my Father's house. Said there are many mansions. Hallelujah. Mansions is the word is from the verb meno, and the noun for that word is monane. It also means to dwell somewhere. A home. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's look at the light when we Jesus spoke about it. Hallelujah. Now look at verses 10 of that same chapter. Look at verse 10. It says, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Hallelujah. The word that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Jesus himself told us his Father, that the Father dwells in him. Hallelujah. From the writings of John. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we also see that the Bible says in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Hallelujah. 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 So, you see, it says, same was in the beginning with God. All things are made by Him. Without Him is anything made that is made. In Him is life, and this life is the light of men. I just quoted from John chapter 1. Hallelujah. Verse 14 and said this, and the Word,
became flesh and did what? Dwelt amongst us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Jesus spoke about himself that the Father dwells in him. And if you read through the book of John, you discover that Jesus speaking tells us the Father dwells in him. The Father dwells in him. The works that I do, the Father that is in me dwells the works. Hallelujah. So, while he was on earth, he tells us that he houses his Father. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at something else. He's talking about the reality of the believer, Jesus himself, in verse 23 of that same chapter. Look at what he said. He said, Jesus answered and said to them, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. Did you see? He said, my Father will love him, and we will come and make our home, our money, with him. Did you see that? Now, the reality of the believer is what? Jesus lives in us. God lives in us. Hallelujah. 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 Let's see how in John's epistle, 1 John. Let's go to 1 John. 1 John says the same thing. 1 John chapter 4. Let's look from verse 13. Concerning we, the believers. Chapter 4, verse 13. Okay, let's start from chapter 3. Chapter 3. Let's go from chapter 3 first. 1 John chapter 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From verse 23 to 24. It says, and this is the commandment, that we should believe on him, on the name of the Son, of his Son, rather, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. Verse 24. Now, who keeps his commandment abides in him, and he in him. Did you see that? Read it on. He said, and by this we know that he abides in us. The word he used there is the word meno. Hallelujah. Now, he says, and by this we know he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chapter 4. Let's just look into chapter 4 of that same 1 John. I want to read from verse 15. Okay. I will start from verse 12, rather. Say, no one has seen God at any time, but if we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. Look at verse 13. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us. Did you see our reality? Hallelujah. And he in us. Because he has given us his Spirit. We're still going to come to this. God has given us his Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son as Savior of the world. Verse 15. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him. Did you see that? God abides in him and he in God. Verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides. Let's have time. Our Father, my heart is open to your word. I am receptive to your word. As I listen for your word, I see and I receive the revelation that is from your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We started off from John chapter 14 last week, right? And we're looking at the topic, the Holy Spirit, a reality. Hallelujah. So, I'm going to take it again from there. Hallelujah. From verse 1. We're going to have a long reading today. Hallelujah. From verse 1. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Are we together? Let not your heart be troubled. He said, You believe in God, believe also in me. Hallelujah. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you, I go prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. Hallelujah. That where I am, there you will be also. And where I go, you know. And the way, you know. Hallelujah. 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 So, let's start off from there. He said, in my Father's house. And we discussed that the Father's house, the word for house is the word Okeha. O-I-K-I-A. Hallelujah. 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 It means a dwelling place, a family, or a household. If you go through the scripture, this is what using this word describe. Hallelujah. Is a noun. Hallelujah. It's gotten from the word okeos, which signifies a dwelling place. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Jesus said, in my Father's house, in my Father's family, in my Father's house, said there are many mansions. Hallelujah. Mansions is the word, is from the verb meno, and the noun for that word is monane. It also means to dwell somewhere, a home. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at the light when we Jesus spoke about it. Hallelujah. Now, look at verses 10 of that same chapter. Look at verses 10. It said, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Hallelujah. The word that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Jesus himself told us his Father, that the Father dwells in him. Hallelujah. From the writings of John. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we also see that the Bible says in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Hallelujah. 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 So, you see, he said, same was in the beginning with God. All things are made by him. Without him is anything made that is made. In him is life, and this life is the light of men. I just quoted from John chapter 1. Hallelujah. Verse 14, I said, this and the word became flesh and did what? Dwelt amongst us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Jesus spoke about himself that the Father dwells in him. And if you read through the book of John, you discover that Jesus speaking tells us the Father dwells in him. The Father dwells in him. The works that I do, the Father that is in me dwells the works. Hallelujah. So, while he was on earth, he tells us that he houses his Father. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at something else. He's talking about the reality of the believer, Jesus himself, in verse 23 of that same chapter. Look at what he said. He said, Jesus answered and said to them, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. Did you see? He said, my Father will love him, and we will come and make our home, our money, with him. Did you see that? Now, the reality of the believer is what? Jesus lives in us. God lives in us. Hallelujah. 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 Let's see how in John's epistle, 1 John. Let's go to 1 John. 1 John says the same thing. 1 John chapter 4. Let's look from verse 13. Concerning we, the believers. Chapter 4, verse 13. Okay, let's start from chapter 3. Chapter 3. Let's go from chapter 3 first. 1 John chapter 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From verse 23 to 24. It says, and this is the commandment, that we should believe on him on the name of the Son, of His Son, rather, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. Verse 24. Now, who keeps His commandment abides in Him, and He in Him. Did you see that? Verse 24. Read it on. He said, and by this we know that He abides in us. The word He used there is the word meno. Hallelujah. Now He says, and by this we know He abides in us, by the Spirit whom He has given. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chapter 4. Let's just look into chapter 4 of that same 1 John. I want to read from verse 15. Okay. I will start from verse 12, rather. Say, no one has seen God at any time, but if we love one another, God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us. Look at verse 13. By this we know that we abide in Him, and He in us. Did you see our reality? Hallelujah. And He in us. Because He has given us His Spirit. We're still going to come to this. God has given us His Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son. Let's start praying. Our Father, my heart is open to Your word. I am receptive to Your word. As I listen for Your word, I see and I receive the revelation that is on Your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We started off from John chapter 14 last week, right? And we're looking at the topic, the Holy Spirit, our reality. Hallelujah. So I'm going to take it again from there. Hallelujah. From verse 1. We're going to have a long reading today. Hallelujah. From verse 1. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Are we together? Let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Hallelujah. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you, I go prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. Hallelujah. That where I am, there you will be also. And where I go, you know. And the way, you know. Hallelujah. 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 So, let's start off from there. He said, in my Father's house. And we discussed that the Father's house, the word for house is the word Okeha. O-I-K-I-A. Hallelujah. 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 It means a dwelling place, a family, or a household. If you go through the scripture, this is what, using this word describe. Hallelujah. Is a noun. Hallelujah. It's gotten from the word okeos, which signifies a dwelling place. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Jesus said, in my Father's house, in my Father's family, in my Father's house, said there are many mansions. Hallelujah. Mansions is the word, is from the verb meno, and the noun for that word is monane. It also means to dwell somewhere. A home. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's look at the light when we Jesus spoke about it. Hallelujah. Now look at verses 10 of that same chapter. Look at verses 10. He said, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Hallelujah. The word that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus himself told us his father, that the father dwells in him. Hallelujah. From the writings of John. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we also see that the Bible says in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Hallelujah. 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 So, you see, it says, same was in the beginning with God. All things are made by Him. Without Him is anything made that is made. In Him is life, and this life is the light of men. I just quoted from John chapter 1. Hallelujah. Verse 14, and said this, and the Word became flesh and did what? Dwelt amongst us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Jesus spoke about himself that the Father dwells in him. And if you read through the book of John, you discover that Jesus speaking tells us the Father dwells in him. The Father dwells in him. The works that I do, the Father that is in me dwells the works. Hallelujah. So, while he was on earth, he tells us that he houses his Father. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at something else. He's talking about the reality of the believer, Jesus himself, in verse 23 of that same chapter. Look at what he said. He said, Jesus answered and said to them, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. Did you see? He said, my Father will love him, and we will come and make our home, our money, with him. Did you see that? Now, the reality of the believer is what? Jesus lives in us. God lives in us. Hallelujah. 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 Let's see how in John's epistle, 1 John, let's go to 1 John. 1 John says the same thing. 1 John chapter 4. Let's look from verse 13. Concerning we, the believers. Chapter 4, verse 13. Okay, let's start from chapter 3. Chapter 3. Let's go from chapter 3 first. 1 John chapter 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From verse 23 to 24. It says, and this is the commandment, that we should believe on him, on the name of the Son, of his Son, rather, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. Verse 24. Now, who keeps his commandment abides in him, and he in him. Did you see that? Verse 24. Read it on. He said, and by this we know that he abides in us. The word he used there is the word, Meno, hallelujah. Now he says, and by this we know he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chapter 4. Let's just look into chapter 4 of that same 1 John. I want to read from verse 15. Okay. I will start from verse 12, rather. Say, no one has seen God at any time. But if we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. Look at verse 13. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us. Did you see our reality? Hallelujah. And he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. We're still going to come to this. God has given us his Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son as Savior of the world. Verse 15, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him. Did you see that? God abides in him and he in God. Verse 16, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Did you see that? Consistency. Did you see that? Consistency. Okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul also testified to this truth. Let's open the Bible to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. And in 1 Corinthians, chapter 6.
Okay? From verse 19. Okay, let me start. Let me read from verse 16. Oh, verse 15, so that you understand. Okay, verse 15. Say, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I now take up the member of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Hallelujah. Do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. Did you see that? Now, verse 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 19. He said, or do you not know that your bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Did you see that? Whom you have from God, and you are not your own. Hallelujah. 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 He said, your body is the temple of the living God. The temple of the living God. The dwelling place of the living God. The temple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at Romans chapter 8. Now, verse 9, it says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. This is a reality. The spirit of God does what dwells in us. Hallelujah. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he's not his. Did you see that? Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's have to pray. Our Father, my heart is open to your word. Let's have to pray. Our Father, my heart is open to your word. Let's have to pray. Our Father, my heart is open to your word. Let's have to pray. Our Father, my heart is open to your word. Let's have to pray. Our Father, my heart is open to your word. Let's have to pray. Our Father, my heart is open to your word. Let's have to pray. Our Father, my heart is open to your word. Let's have to pray. Our Father, my heart is open to your word. I am receptive to your word. As I listen for your word, I see and I receive the revelation that is on your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We started off from John chapter 14 last week, right? And we're looking at the topic, the Holy Spirit, a reality. Hallelujah. So I'm going to take it again from there. Hallelujah. From verse 1. We're going to have a long reading today. Hallelujah. From verse 1. It said, let not your heart be troubled. Are we together? Let not your heart be troubled. It said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Hallelujah. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you, I go prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. Hallelujah. That where I am, there you will be also. And where I go, you know. and the way you know. Hallelujah. 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 So, let's start off from there. He said, in my Father's house. And we discussed that the Father's house, the word for house is the word Okeha. O-I-K-I-A. Hallelujah. 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 It means a dwelling place, a family, or a household.
If you go through the scripture, this is what, using this word, describe.
Hallelujah. Is a noun. Hallelujah. It's gotten from the word okeos, which signifies a dwelling place. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Jesus said, in my Father's house, in my Father's family, in my Father's house, said there are many mansions. Hallelujah. Mansions is the word, is from the verb meno, and the noun for that word is monane. It also means to dwell somewhere, a home. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's look at the light one with Jesus spoke about it. Hallelujah. Now look at verses 10 of that same chapter. Look at verses 10. It said, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Hallelujah. The word that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus himself told us his Father, that the Father dwells in him. Hallelujah. From the writings of John. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we also see that the Bible says in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Hallelujah. 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 So, you see, it says, same was in the beginning with God. All things are made by Him. Without Him is anything made that is made. In Him is life, and this life is the light of men. I just quoted from John chapter 1. Hallelujah. Verse 14, and said this, and the Word became flesh and did what? Dwelt amongst us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Jesus spoke about himself that the Father dwells in him. And if you read through the book of John, you discover that Jesus speaking tells us the Father dwells in him. The Father dwells in him. The works that I do, the Father that is in me dwells the works. Hallelujah. So, while he was on earth, he tells us that he houses his Father. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at something else. He's talking about the reality of the believer, Jesus himself, in verse 23 of that same chapter. Look at what he said. He said, Jesus answered and said to them, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. Did you see? He said, my Father will love him, and we will come and make our home, our money, with him. Did you see that? Now, the reality of the believer is what? Jesus lives in us. God lives in us. Hallelujah. 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 Let's see how in John's epistle, 1 John, let's go to 1 John. 1 John says the same thing. 1 John chapter 4. Let's look from verse 13. Concerning we, the believers. Chapter 4, verse 13. Okay, let's start from chapter 3. Chapter 3. Let's go from chapter 3 first. 1 John chapter 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From verse 23 to 24. It says, and this is the commandment, that we should believe on him, on the name of the Son, of his Son, rather, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. Verse 24. Now, who keeps his commandment abides in him, and he in him. Did you see that? Verse 24. Read it on. He said, and by this we know that he abides in us. The word he used there is the word meno. Hallelujah. Now, he says, and by this we know he abides in us.
by the Spirit whom He has given. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chapter 4. Let's just look into chapter 4 of that same 1 John. I want to read from verse 15. Okay. I will start from verse 12 rather. Say, no one has seen God at any time, but if we love one another, God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us. Look at verse 13. By this we know that we abide in Him, and He in us. Did you see our reality? Hallelujah. And He in us. Because He has given us His Spirit. We're still going to come to this. God has given us His Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son as Savior of the world. Verse 15. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him. Did you see that? God abides in him and he in God. Verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Did you see that? Consistency. Did you see that? Consistency. Okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul also testified to this truth. Let's open the Bible to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Okay. From verse 19. Oh, okay. Let me read from verse 16. Oh, verse 15, so you understand. Okay. Verse 15 says, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I not take up the member of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Hallelujah. Do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. Did you see that? Now, verse 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 19. He said, or do you not know that your bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Did you see that? Whom you have from God, and you are not your own. Hallelujah. 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 He said, your body is the temple of the living God. The temple of the living God. The dwelling place of the living God. The temple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at Romans chapter 8. Now, verse 9, it says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. This is a reality. The Spirit of God does what dwells in us. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he's not his. Did you see that? Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the Spirit of God dwells in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I just want to show you Paul's witness to this truth. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. Galatians 2 20. I'm going to read. Are you there? Oh, glory to God. From verse 19. It says, for I, through the law, die to the law, that I might live to God. Verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. You know, when Paul was writing, when we're having the series on the kinds of righteousness, I said something about the book of Galatians. I said, the church at Galatia were actually Paul's converts, right? I said that, right? Now, they were, if you read through, you discover that some people began to teach another doctrine. And they began to teach them to to walk according to the flesh, walk according to the law. Now, Paul came in defense.
Do you understand me?
So, Paul came in defense to the gospel in the book of Galatians. Now, you see, most of our truths, most of the truth in or most of our reality, you find them written also in Paul's defense to the church at Galatia. Because at that point, he was defending the gospel. Because if you read some, that should be chapter 3, he was talking about, chapter 4, he was talking about those who have actually come to trouble them. Chapter 5, verse 10, and chapter 1. Chapter 1, verses 7. It spoke about those who come to trouble them with another doctrine. The word there is the word torosu. Now, to trouble them with another doctrine. Do you understand? Now, Paul came immediately with a defense. Hallelujah. Now, we find Paul saying something to them. Because, and one of the major defense he has concerning the gospel is as regards the law. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, look at what he said. He says, I have been crucified with Christ, verse 20. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say Christ lives in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He tabernacles in us. Glory to God. Okay, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah. Look at chapter 4. Look at chapter 4 from verse 5. Okay, I want to read from verse 4. He said, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Verse 6. And because you are sons, God has sent forth his Spirit. Sent forth the Spirit of his Son in your hearts. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He lives in me, crying out, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Peter also did. Okay, let's look at Hebrews chapter 3. You want to talk? Go to Hebrews chapter 3, but let's go there. Hebrews chapter 3. The writer of Hebrews also said something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look up from verse 12. He says, Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. In departing from the living God. The word used for departing doesn't mean the person has left salvation. Hallelujah. Now, the word departing is the word aphistemi. Hallelujah. The word depart is the word aphistemi. It means to take a position that is away from. Are you listening to me? You are to take a position that is away from something. Hallelujah. Now, he says, departing from the living God. Now, the word he uses is the word to take a stand, to take a position. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, you can read that. The word was used, and the word 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3. You find the same word used, aphistemi, to take a position away. Do you understand? To take a position, to take a stand away from now. If you read, Paul writing to the church at Rome, Romans chapter 8, he said, for to be carnally minded is enmity with God. Did you see that? It's enmity, meaning you are taking a stand. Now, that is why you hear in Paul's writing, he will tell you, walk in the Spirit. Right? Hallelujah. Meaning, as a child of God, you can take a position away from the gospel, away from the message. You can take a stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's go ahead. He said, from the living God, but exhort one another daily. Why is this called today? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you see why to come for meeting is very important? Hallelujah. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Verse 14. For we have become partakers of Christ. This is what I'm going to. So we have become what? Partakers of Christ. We become partakers. Hallelujah. The word for partakers is the word metokos. An associate. We become associates. We become fellows. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We become fellows. We become associate of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we become one with Him. He not, and we in Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He told them in chapter 15 of John, He said, abide in me. Yes, after me. Our Father, my heart is open to your word. I am receptive to your word. As I listen for your word, I see and I receive the revelation that is on your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We started off from John chapter 14 last week, right? And we're looking at the topic, the Holy Spirit, a reality. Hallelujah. So, I'm going to take it again from there. Hallelujah. From verse 1. We're going to have a long reading today. Hallelujah. From verse 1. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Are we together? Let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Hallelujah. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you, I go prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. Hallelujah. That where I am, there you will be also. And where I go, you know. And the way, you know. Hallelujah. 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 So, let's start off from there. He said, in my Father's house. And we discussed that the Father's house, the word for house is the word Okeha. O-I-K-I-A. Hallelujah. 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 It means a dwelling place, a family, or a household. If you go through the scripture, this is what, using this word, describe. Hallelujah. Is a noun. Hallelujah. It's gotten from the word Okeos, which signifies a dwelling place. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Jesus said, in my Father's house, in my Father's family, in my Father's house, said there are many mansions. Hallelujah. Mansions is the word, is from the verb meno, and the noun for that word is monane. It also means to dwell somewhere. A home. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's look at the light when we Jesus spoke about it. Hallelujah. Now look at verses 10 of that same chapter. Look at verses 10. It said, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Hallelujah. The word that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus himself told us his Father, that the Father dwells in him. Hallelujah. From the writings of John. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we also see that the Bible says in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, you see, he said, same was in the beginning with God, all things are made by him, without him is anything made that is made. In him is life, and this life is the light of men. I just quoted from John chapter 1. Hallelujah. Verse 14, I said, this and the word became flesh and did what? Dwelt amongst us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Jesus spoke about himself that the Father dwells in him. And if you read through the book of John, you discover that Jesus speaking tells us the Father dwells in him. The Father dwells in him. The works that I do, the Father that is in me dwells the works. Hallelujah. So, while he was on earth, he tells us that he houses his Father. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at something else. He's talking about the reality of the believer, Jesus himself, in verse 23 of that same chapter. Look at what he said. He said, Jesus answered and said to them, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. Did you see? He said, my Father will love him, and we will come and make our home, our money, with him. Did you see that? Now, the reality of the believer is what? Jesus lives in us. God lives in us. Hallelujah. 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 Let's see how in John's epistle, 1 John. Let's go to 1 John. 1 John says the same thing. 1 John chapter 4. Let's look from verse 13. Concerning we, the believers. Chapter 4, verse 13. Okay, let's start from chapter 3. Chapter 3. Let's go from chapter 3 first. 1 John chapter 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From verse 23 to 24. It says, and this is the commandment, that we should believe on him, on the name of the Son, of his Son, rather, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. Verse 24. Now, who keeps his commandment abides in him, and he in him. Did you see that? Read it on. He said, and by this we know that he abides in us. The word he used there is the word meno. Hallelujah. Now, he says, and by this we know he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chapter 4. Let's just look into chapter 4 of that same 1 John. I want to read from verse 15. Okay. I will start from verse 12, rather. Say, no one has seen God at any time, but if we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. Look at verse 13. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us. Did you see our reality? Hallelujah. And he in us. Because he has given us his Spirit. We're still going to come to this. God has given us his Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son as Savior of the world. Verse 15, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him. Did you see that? God abides in him and he in God. Verse 16, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Did you see that? Consistency. Did you see that? Consistency. Okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul also testified to this truth. Let's open the Bible to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Okay. From verse 19. Okay, let me read from verse 16. Oh, verse 15, so that you understand. Okay, verse 15 says, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I not take up the member of Christ and make them
and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Hallelujah. Do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. Did you see that? Now, verse 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 19. He said, or do you not know that your bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Did you see that? Whom you have from God, and you are not your own. Hallelujah. 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 He said, your body is the temple of the living God. The temple of the living God. The dwelling place of the living God. The temple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at Romans chapter 8. Now in verse 9, it says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. This is a reality. The spirit of God does what dwells in us. Hallelujah. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he's not his. Did you see that? Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the Spirit of God dwells in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I just want to show you Paul's witness to this truth. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. Galatians 2 20. I'm going to read. Are you there? Oh, glory to God. From verse 19. It says, for I, through the Lord, die to the Lord, that I might live to God. Verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. You know, when Paul was writing, when we're having the series of the kinds of righteousness, I said something about the book of Galatians. I said, the church at Galatia were actually Paul's converts, right? I said that, right? Now, they were, if you read through, you discover that some people were began to teach another doctrine. And they began to teach them to walk according to the flesh, walk according to the law. Now, Paul came in defense. Do you understand me? So, Paul came in defense to the gospel in the book of Galatians. Now, you see, most of the truth in most of our reality, you find them written also in Paul's defense to the church at Galatia. Because at that point, he was defending the gospel. Because if you read that should be chapter 3. He was talking about, chapter 4. He was talking about those who have actually come to trouble them. Chapter 5, verse 10, and chapter 1. Chapter 1, verses 7. It spoke about those who come to trouble them with another doctrine. The word there is the word torosu. Now, to trouble them with another doctrine. Do you understand? Now, Paul came immediately with a defense. Hallelujah. Now, we'll find Paul saying something to them. Because, and one of the major defense he has concerning the gospel is as regards the law. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now look at what he said. He says, I have been crucified with Christ, verse 20. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say Christ lives in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He tabernacles in us. Glory to God. Okeha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Look at chapter 4. Look at chapter 4 from verse 5. Okay, I want to read from verse 4. He said, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Verse 6. And because you are sons, God has sent forth his spirit. Sent forth the spirit of his son in your hearts. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He lives in me, crying out, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Peter also did. Okay, let's look at Hebrews chapter 3. You want to talk? Go to Hebrews chapter 3, but let's go there. Hebrews chapter 3. The writer of Hebrews also said something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look up on verse 12. He says, Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. In departing from the living God. The word used for departing doesn't mean the person has left salvation. Hallelujah. Now, the word departing is the word aphistemi. Hallelujah. The word depart is the word aphistemi. It means to take a position that is away from. Are you listening to me? You are to take a position that is away from something. Hallelujah. Now, he says departing from the living God. Now, the word he uses is the word to take a stand, to take a position. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, you can read that. The word was used, and the word 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3. You find the same word used, aphistemi, to take a position away. Do you understand? To take a position, to take a stand away from now. If you read Paul writing to the church at Rome, Romans chapter 8, he said, for to be carnally minded is enmity with God. Did you see that? Is enmity, meaning you are taking a stand. Now that is why you hear in Paul's writing, he will tell you, walk in the spirit. Right? Hallelujah. Meaning, as a child of God, you can take a position away from the gospel, away from the message. You can take a stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's go ahead. He said, from the living God. But exhort one another daily. Why it is called today? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you see why to come for meeting is very important? Hallelujah. Why it is called today? Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Verse 14. For we have become partakers of Christ. This is what I'm going to. So we have become what? Partakers of Christ. We become partakers. Hallelujah. The word for partakers is the word metokos, an associate. We become associates. We become fellows. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We become fellows. We become associate of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we become one with him. He knows and we him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He told them in chapter 15 of John, he said, abide in me.